Taking part in a meeting with constituents common to the summer district work session, Owens began the meeting with a short overview of his travels across the 16,500 square mile district and the status of several bills related to the region, primarily noting that he expects the farm bill to get caught up in a continuing resolution and doubts it will pass this year. A primary focus of constituent questions was the Affordable Care Act, with several individuals challenging Owens' support.
Will you or will you not, yes or no, join those forces that are willing to defund affordable health care?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want the rest of the explanation?
If you would like, absolutely.
I'm not saying that the bill doesn't need to be modified. I think it needs to be modified in a number of different ways, but the idea that IRS agents are going to have control of any information about your health care is completely erroneous.
Questions were posed regarding the Keystone Pipeline and tar sands oil, the affordability of post-secondary education, and unfunded mandates in schools.
How can you and Congress better help bridge the gap between adequately preparing students to be contributing members of our society and costly, unfounded reforms?
It's something that I get to discuss quite a bit. About 40 years ago, we made a mistake. And that is, we said the only path is the path to college. It means we don't have the people with the skills to do many of the tasks we need to get done.
Morrisonville resident and teacher Catherine Brown wasn't impressed, but also wasn't surprised with the congressman's response to her question.
I would like some proactive responses about that issue, which is gigantic. There is no simple answer. I don't expect that the congressman is going to have the magic pill. If he did, we wouldn't be having the question to ask him. I'm very realistic in that sense.
Businessman Peter Gibbard was among those who questioned Congressman Owens about the Affordable Care Act.
I want to double back to the Affordable Care Act or Unaffordable Care Act, however you term it. It seems that the president has the ability to make changes in the law without actually going through the legislative process, not only in that act, but in others. What does that say about our constitutional process? And are you concerned about that?
I have some concerns in a number of areas about how the executive branch has expanded its power over the years, and it's not unique to the current president. It's gone on for 30 years. How you rein that back in really is by exercising the power of the purse. And as a member of the Appropriations Committee, I can tell you I'll be watching it very carefully.
Gibbard felt his question was only partially answered.
I think that Congressman Owens gets what I was saying and partially agrees with it. I'm not so sure that he would take up a fight or lead a fight to stop it. But he did say that he sits on the Appropriations Committee and that the power of the purse is the way that you can control it. Well, we'll see. The jury's out.
Following the town hall, Congressman Owens said the meeting was civil with good questions posed.
In some cases, I was able to explain what's going on in Congress, where I think that's going. In other cases, I was very candid and said, I see the problem, I don't have a solution, and I don't see one forthcoming from Congress at this point. And I think it's much better to be honest with them. And what I'm really trying to do is to provide people information.
A Democrat, Owens was first elected to Congress in 2009 in a special election. Two Republicans have already announced campaigns challenging him in 2014. Joseph Gilbert of DeKalb Junction, the St. Lawrence County Director of Emergency Services, is a retired military intelligence officer and Tea Party member. Elise Stefanik of Willsboro worked in the George W. Bush White House and on the Paul Ryan vice presidential campaign. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.